Throughout history, mankind has worshipped thousands of so-called gods. 150 million atheists around the world say there is no God. What is the truth? Is there a real creator God? And can you prove it? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames offers 7 proofs that God exists. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Around the world, many religions worship multiple false gods. Atheists and many scientists believe there is no God. On the other hand, many religions say you should just believe without examining the evidence. That is not true faith, that is blind faith. The God of the Bible challenges human beings to test and to prove what is true and real. He tells us this in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Or in the King James Version, prove all things. Can you prove that God does exist? What evidence do you have for your belief? On today's program, we'll discuss 7 proofs God exists. And we'll also be offering a free booklet on the subject entitled, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. You can order by calling the phone number on your screen, or you can order it on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Be sure to request your free copy. Those who believe in God have various ideas of God's nature. But what does the Bible reveal about the true nature of God? If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah 40, verse 25. Here the Creator God speaks in the first person. Isaiah 40, verse 25. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things. Who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. God reveals himself as the creator of the universe. Proof number 1 of 7 proofs God exists is creation demands a creator. The Hubble telescope continues to reveal previously unknown galaxies. Our awesome universe simply astounds us. Under the night sky, ancient King David asked God, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" That's in Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4. David called the universe the work of God's fingers. He knew God created the universe. Did the universe have a beginning? What do scientists say? The famous astrophysicist Stephen Hawking, in a lecture on the beginning of time, stated this, quote, "The universe has not existed forever. Rather, the universe and time itself had a beginning in the Big Bang about 15 billion years ago," end of quote. The Big Bang theory proclaims that the universe did have a specific beginning. While some believe the universe has always existed, the preponderance of scientific evidence points to a specific beginning of physical matter and a specific beginning of time itself. Scientists tell us the universe has not always existed. Also, if the universe came from nothing, if physical matter came from nothing, how do you explain that? Can science give us the answer? Sir John Maddox, author of What Remains to be Discovered, points out the limitations of science. Writing in Time magazine, March 29, 1999, on the subject, A Theory of Everything, Maddox writes, "Only 70 years ago, the universe was found to be expanding, but now there is a model of how it began, the Big Bang. At the beginning, it is said, there was literally nothing, the void, Genesis, not even space. Then there came into being a tiny speck of superheated space that contained enough energy to create all the stars and galaxies that fill the sky. with enough left over to drive the expansion of the universe ever since. End of quote. As we've seen, science has demonstrated that physical matter has not always existed. It had to be created from nothing. The Bible agrees with that scientific fact. Turn in your Bible to Hebrews 11, verse 3. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is called the faith chapter, but it is true faith based on true evidence. Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. This biblical faith, this true faith, is based upon evidence. As Jeffrey Fall wrote in our Tomorrow's World magazine, quote, "Science now confirms that there has been no past eternity of matter. Amazingly, science is finally catching up in understanding with the Bible concerning the origin of the universe." End of quote. Proof number one that God exists is creation demands a creator. Proof number two is life demands a life giver. Human beings have tried in vain to create life from non-life or even from chemicals in a laboratory. They have utterly failed. The law of biogenesis states that life can only come from life. Astrophysicist Hugh Ross comments on these failed attempts. Quote, "Even under highly favorable conditions of a laboratory, these soups have failed to produce anything remotely resembling life. One problem is that they produce only a random distribution of left and right-handed prebiotic molecules. Life chemistry demands that all the molecules be either right or left-handed. With all our learning and technology, we cannot even come close to bringing life together in the lab." End of quote. The Bible reveals that life originally came from the life giver. Turn in your Bible to Genesis 2 and verse 7. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Or, as the King James Version has it, "man became a living soul." Here we are speaking of physical life. As we'll see in a future program, God is also the giver of spiritual life. As science knows, life can only come from life. However, some scientists abandon their own objectivity in order to accept false beliefs. In their superstitious bias, they will not accept evidence of a creator God, and contrary to their own scientific standards, they amazingly believe in what science has proven to be impossible. Scientists cannot prove that there is no God, yet many have crossed that boundary and abandoned their objectivity. The scientific method emphasizes observation, experimentation, and human reasoning. To raise it to the level of a religion is unscientific. Yet that is exactly what many do. Listen to this quote by George Vald from an article entitled "The Origin of Life." Quote, "The reasonable view was to believe in spontaneous generation. The only alternative, to believe in a single primary act of supernatural creation. There is no third position. One has only to contemplate the magnitude of this task to concede that the spontaneous generation of a living organism is impossible. Yet here we are as a result, I believe, of spontaneous generation." End of quote. A writer for a science magazine says that spontaneous generation is impossible and yet believes it to be true. My friends, don't be deceived by scientific terminology, which has no basis in reality. The phrase spontaneous generation may sound impressive. You could also invent your own phraseology like evolutionary genesis. But however erudite those phrases may sound, they are not scientific truths, and they do not agree with true science and the real world. Again, as science knows, life can only come from life. Proof number two is, life demands a life giver. Proof number three, that God exists, is also very convincing. We'll discuss more proofs in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our inspiring free booklet, "The Real God, Proofs and Promises." In our modern atheistic age, millions do not believe in God. Others believe that God is an abstract, impersonal force. with no special interest in the lives of us human beings. Our free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises, gives you the truth of the matter. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. God's existence is logical and provable. This booklet will give you those proofs. You need to study into it for yourself. This free booklet will give you 7 proofs for God's existence, and it covers more information than we have time to share on this program. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World magazine. Call now.
Science cannot explain the origin of the universe. How did a material universe appear from nothing? There must be an answer, and the Bible gives that answer. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible does not say when this occurred. True science and the Bible agree that there was a beginning of time and a beginning of the universe. Science and the Bible agree that the universe began and immediately operated according to predictable natural laws. When the universe came into existence, all the laws of physics and chemistry were intact. They did not evolve. Proof number 3 that God exists is, laws demand a lawgiver. Patrick Glynn, in his book, God the Evidence, writes that everything had to be, quote, just right from the very start. Everything from the values of fundamental forces like electromagnetism and gravity to the relative masses of the various subatomic particles to things like the number of neutrino types at time 1 second, which the universe has to know already at 10 to the minus 43rd second. The slightest tinkering with a single one of scores of basic values and relationships in nature would have resulted in a universe very different from the one we inhabit. Say one with no stars like our sun, or no stars, period. Far from being accidental, life appeared to be the goal toward which the entire universe, from the very first moment of its existence, had been orchestrated, fine-tuned, end of quote. Where did these laws come from? Did they come from nothing? Is that a meaningless question, as some agnostics assert? Absolutely not. These laws were in existence at the first moment of creation. Scientists admit they had to be. As theoretical physicists Stephen Hawking and Roger Penrose wrote, quote, the only way to have scientific theory is if the laws of physics hold everywhere, including at the beginning of the universe, end of quote. The existence of such marvelous, predictable laws in nature points to a master intelligence and lawgiver. Add to that the evidence of the unseen spiritual laws, and you double the evidence of a great lawgiver. We'll be discussing the existence of those spiritual laws in our next Tomorrow's World program. Where did these natural laws, which permeate our universe, come from? As your Bible reveals in James 4, verse 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Yes, the Creator God is the lawgiver, both of natural law and spiritual law. Isaiah 33, verse 22 also states, the Lord is our lawgiver. Now, let me ask you, are there other scientists who recognize the scientific evidence in the laws of nature? The great physicist and Nobel Prize winner Albert Einstein saw awesome intelligence revealed in the existence of natural law. He wrote that the scientists, quote, religious feeling takes the form of a rapturous amazement at the harmony of natural law, which reveals an intelligence of such superiority that compared with it, all the systematic thinking and acting of human beings is an utterly insignificant reflection, end of quote. This great scientist was amazed at the intelligence he saw in natural law. He called human intelligence, compared to that superior intelligence revealed in natural law, an utterly insignificant reflection. The God of creation is the great lawgiver. Proof number three that God exists is laws demand a lawgiver. Proof number four is design demands a designer. When science examines the smallest particle to the expanding universe, what does it find? It finds predictable natural laws in action, but it also finds intelligent design. Consider the human eye. Even Darwin admitted that, quote, complex organs such as the eye would be difficult to explain in terms of the gradual stepwise process outlined by his theory, end of quote. But Darwin did not realize the complexity of vision's molecular biology that science would later discover. Consider a more significant question. Was the universe designed for a purpose? As Patrick Glynn notes in his book, God the Evidence, quote, the most basic explanation for the universe is that it seems to be a process orchestrated to achieve the end or goal of creating human beings. From the scientist's viewpoint, the fact that the universe looks as though it had a definite beginning might be upsetting enough. But what appears to drive cosmologists nearly to distraction is the anthropic principle, end of quote, that the earth and the universe was created for mankind. The Bible reveals a great purpose for the universe, that human beings, as eventual members of God's divine family, will eventually inherit that universe. We've discussed that awesome purpose in previous programs. Do you want to believe that humans are simply animals with no purpose in a purposeless universe? The famous English author Aldous Huxley wrote the following in the book Ends and Means, quote, most ignorance is vincible ignorance. We don't know because we don't want to know. It is our will that decides how and upon what subjects we shall use our intelligence. Those who detect no meaning in the world generally do so because, for one reason or another, it suits their books that the world should be meaningless, end of quote. What an admission. He stated, most ignorance is vincible ignorance. We don't know because we don't want to know. That statement sounds very much like Romans 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. My friends, don't be like these foolish people. Examine the universe, the creation, and the purpose of human life, and you will find the fourth proof of God's existence, design demands a designer. Proof number five for God's existence is fulfilled prophetic promises. Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World are familiar with the framework of Bible prophecy. Hundreds of prophecies given thousands of years ago have been fulfilled, are even right now being fulfilled, and will be fulfilled. Let's briefly review one such biblical prophecy. Turn in your Bible to Daniel, the second chapter. The historic king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had a dream. None of the king's wise men could interpret it. Only Daniel, with God's revelation, was able to reveal and interpret King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel explained that the king had seen a mysterious image, with head of gold, chest and arms of silver, belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, and feet of iron mixed with clay. The head of gold represented Nebuchadnezzar. The rest of the image foretold future kingdoms. Let's read their description in Daniel 2, verse 39. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes that kingdom, will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, The kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. Reputable Bible scholars and historians agree on the identity of these empires. After Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonian Empire from 625 to 539 BC, came the Medo-Persian Empire from 558 to 330 BC, the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great from 333 to 31 BC, and the Roman Empire from 31 BC to 476 AD. Finally, the 10 toes of iron mixed with clay represent a future revival of the Roman Empire. The prophecies of Daniel are genuine, and the predictions of these four empires did come to pass. Also, there are more than 100 fulfilled prophecies in the Old Testament foretelling the coming of the Messiah. Among them is Isaiah's prophecy that the Messiah would be a descendant of King David, the son of Jesse, that the Messiah would be born of a virgin, that he would live in Galilee, that his mission would include the Gentiles, and that he would die with the wicked. Other prophecies foretold that he would be born in Bethlehem, that he would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, that he would enter Jerusalem on a donkey, and that he would be like a smitten shepherd. These are just a sampling of the many prophecies about the birth, life, and death of Jesus Christ that came to pass. Proof number 5 for God's existence is fulfilled prophetic promises. In the next part of our program, we'll discuss the remaining 2 proofs. But first, I'd like to offer you an exciting and informative free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. This booklet presents 7 proofs for God's existence, proofs that you, your children, and your friends need to examine. Can you prove God's existence? Let's understand. Not only is there a physical creation, but there's also a spiritual creation and a spirit world. In studying the fundamental proofs of God's existence, we can also examine both the natural world and the spiritual world. We can examine physical life and spiritual life. This booklet gives you quotes, documentation, and evidence demonstrating the existence of a creator God and the weaknesses in the theory of evolution. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And be sure to request your free copy of The Real God, Proofs and Promises. Just call or write for your free booklet, The Real God.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World magazine. Call now.
Previously in our program, we discussed 5 proofs of God's existence. Many skeptics will resist this proof. Proof number 6 is answered prayer. Skeptics and doubters will not experience this proof unless they begin to study the Bible and meet its challenges. According to Bonner Research, quote, Americans believe in the power and impact of prayer. 4 out of 5, 82%, believe that prayer can change what happens in a person's life, end of quote. Luke 11, verses 1 through 4, gives instructions on how to pray. The Bible also gives these guidelines in praying. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, instructs us. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That was in Hebrews 11, verse 6. And in the book of 1 John, we find this principle. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's 1 John 3, verse 22. God has answered thousands of my prayers over the past 40 years, and He will answer your prayers if you meet His challenge. Proof number 6 for God's existence is answered prayer. Proof number 7 is a way of life that works. The way of man brings about death, not life. Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25 state, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." But there is a way of life that works. That way is revealed in the Bible. As the Messiah, Jesus Christ, proclaimed in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, it is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." The Bible challenges you to live the way of life, not the way of death. That way of life produces abundant living and true peace, not death and destruction. Jesus said in John 10, in verse 10, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." Proof number 7 for God's existence is a way of life that works. My friends, may God help you to take the challenge. Study the Bible. Begin to live by the Creator's instruction book for His creation. And whether you realize it or not, God's purpose is to create in you His character of love, joy, peace, and abundant living. Perhaps the greatest challenge to all human beings is found in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, Isaiah 55 and verse 6. "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." May the great Creator of the universe and His Son, Jesus Christ, help you to prove His existence and to find the true way of life. On today's program, we've briefly discussed 7 proofs for God's existence. Our free booklet, The Real God, Proofs and Promises, will give you more information than we've had time for in this program. Be sure to request your free copy. Next week, we'll discuss more of God's purpose and plan, and we'll see how the spiritual dimension of life also proves God's existence. Be sure to tune in to next week's program. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the amazing revelations of the Bible and the prophecies of tomorrow's world. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.